Last week, I was thinking about one way of prayer that suits most people called Lectio Divina, where we take something, a picture, or some of our Lord's words, or a photograph, or a piece of art, or music, and we enjoy it, we taste it, we touch it, we hear it, we see it. And then we meditate on it, notice it, then we can pray about it and respond, and finally just be with it, which is contemplation. I worked for 10 summers with the Native Americans in South Dakota, who are naturally deeply contemplative, and more about them on another occasion maybe. They moved me very much. They'd ask me to give various talks, so they'd all be saying, more, 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 more. And in their poverty and in their sufferings of drink and alcohol and drugs now, deep down, they're deeply contemplative. So this is one of their prayers, which really sums up what I've been saying about Lectio Divina so far. O great spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty, and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise, so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength, not to be greater than my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Amen. These are people who are aware of God's presence. They're not pantheists, they don't see things as God, but they're aware of the breezes and the land. One night, after a sweat lodge, we were toweling ourselves down under a magnificent dark night sky where you could almost touch the Milky Way in South Dakota. And we suddenly heard, woo! And I turned to my friend Raymond, Elk Nation, a holy young guy. I said, what's that? And he looked up to the skies and said, that's the coyote. And when the coyote cries, God is pleased. Oh, how sensitive he was, he is. How they are to God's presence in all around us. We're surrounded by reasons for prayer. More of that next time.